I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Christy Robinette, and Christy's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Let's now talk, Christy, about tales from the afterlife. I get so many calls from people who have had animals that have passed on, wondering if there is a spirit world for those animals. Some people have talked about lying in bed and they see paw prints of a little dog or a cat that they once had, you know, making indentations on the bed. They're there. What do you think?
They are, yeah. One of my favorite quotes is from Charles Schultz, you know, and he says, happiness is a warm puppy. And it's true, you know, whether it's a cat or a dog or a bunny or whatever, we definitely, the things that we love, we carry with us to the other side. So I've seen more tears shed over pets than I have humans. And even though I'm not considered a pet psychic, I definitely have, in fact, I have got two cats in my lap right now as we're talking. So I have a connection to animals. And I think that, you know, that there's grief definitely that comes from losing their own, their furry friend or not so furry friend. It depends on what type of an animal, but they definitely show us different ways, just like humans show us that they're around. You might feel, you might have a dream with them, or you might hear someone call out your pet's name. You might feel them jump on your bed. You might feel them crawl in your lap. There's lots of different heaven hellos that they share to let you know that they're okay too. And, you know, and I was raised to believe that animals don't have souls and therefore they don't go into an afterlife. And that's, again, not what I've witnessed and seen from the work that I've done. They definitely do have souls and they definitely bring us joy. And if heaven is filled with the things that we love and the joy that we feel, then why wouldn't we have our animal, our pet on the other side with us?
Do they go to the same places that human souls go?
I actually do see that that's exactly where they go. And I know that there's some controversy, you know, that's connected with that. But I do see that that they're going to the same place.
Which is pretty dramatic, which tells you then that life itself just is all the same. There's an energy. Now, I would guess the criticism of animals going to where humans go, talking about their souls now, their spirits, would be because of the religious aspect, right? They probably say, now that's ridiculous. How could a dog go to heaven or something like that?
If they haven't been baptized or proclaimed, you know, the
right.
Lord to be theirs, or, you know, absolutely. But they've got that simplistic soul, and they're not necessarily sinners. So they don't have to, you know, go through all of that. And even in the Bible, and not to get into theological, you know, debate, but pets and animals are mentioned a ton of times in there. And often they show that there's comfort that they give us, you know, through that. Even if you look at the Christmas story, you know, with the whole nativity, you know, scene, the animals came to see Jesus be born. So, you know, I think that I know because I've seen them on the other side, you know, come through. And I've had some kind of funny sessions with people's parents or friends who've come through and said, gosh, I got your dang cat with me. I never liked that dang cat, but I got that dang cat with me anyway, because I love you and I'm going to take care of this cat until you got here. And so there's been some sort of funny type of scenarios that have played out with those bringing through loved ones, animals.
Christy, a lot of people go into severe grieving over their animals that have died.
Yeah, real deep, real deep. And it's hard to get through that grief, because a lot of them, you know, again, are sort of raised with that whole philosophy that I was. And, you know, we hear about the Rainbow Bridge and that we'll be together again. And the poem with the Rainbow Bridge, I actually don't completely see it that way, because in that poem, they talk about them waiting for us on the other side, so they don't go to heaven until we do. But like I said, I actually see them go to that other side, and they're with our loved ones, and then they help meet us and help us cross on the other side.
Now, so they say a dog is probably more intelligent than a cat, but be that as it may, do you think those kinds of animals, those species that have a higher intelligence, let's say more so than a bird or a hamster or something like that, or a turtle, do they generally go to different plateaus in the afterlife?
It depends on our love for them. And in Tales, I talk a bit about group animals. So like every bird that you see, you know, outside, and every mosquito that you see isn't necessarily going to the other side. That domesticated animals are given an identity by their humans, and therefore they don't group like, you know, like something that you see on the other side. There's a bit of a difference. So well, and then we get into reincarnation with them, because there can be a reincarnation with both domesticated and a wild life, but your Uncle Fred's not going to be a flea, you know, or, you know, Aunt Myrna's wasn't a dinosaur before. Well, maybe she was a dinosaur before, but wasn't a dinosaur before. But, I don't know. You know, I think if we love that hamster, and even though another person might not love that hamster and there might not be that intelligence, they do still go to the other side. And I've seen everything from monkeys to you know, pet spiders.
Well, I was going to say, what about insects? I mean, for example, when I was a little boy, I had ant farms. I would raise them, study them. I mean, I know as much about ants as most people that are experts in insects. And they're very, very intelligent. They, you know,
very smart.
They have a group. They have a community. They just do it all. Do they have souls, little ants?
I don't necessarily think that they have a soul, just like bees. Bees are super intelligent as well. I don't think that it's necessarily a soul thing. It's more of a love thing. So if you go to the other side and you're like, I love ants and I really want to be around ants, then you can have your aunts. But it's not necessarily like they're all milling around heaven. Like, I don't really want a spider in my heaven. I'm just saying.
No, a ladybug is okay.
Exactly. I don't want a centipede.
Or a mosquito. I don't want a mosquito there. I'll take a praying mantis before a mosquito.
Exactly. So I guess when you go to the other side and you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm building my heaven, and this is what I want it to include, you know, if you don't want that spider or that mosquito, then that's not included in your wish list.
What hope do you give people who truly are upset that their animals have died?
Oh, that they're with
them. Or should I say passed on?
Yeah, that they're definitely with them. One of my, I'm like I said, I'm a huge pet lover, and I had lost his name was Conan. He was a Great Pyrenees. He was a huge dog, and he was a gentle giant. He was the sweetest thing ever. And I was working for a school district at the time. I had to take some personal time to go take him to, we treat our animals better than we do some human beings. So I ended up having to take him to put him to sleep or euthanize him because he ended up getting heartworm. And my boss wasn't a pleasant guy, and I knew he was going to yell at me for being late or taking that personal time. And as I was sort of waiting in my car before I was getting up the bravery to go in and kind of deal with my boss, and a man that I worked with, he was kind of an ornery man as well, a maintenance man. His name was Bart. And Bart said, "Are you okay?" And he was not many people would talk to Bart because he was that ornery, you know, type, but you could tell that he had a good soul. And I said, "I'm not," you know, and I told him the scenario, and he goes, "Can I tell you a story?" And I tell the story deeper in tales, but the synopsis is Bart was a veteran and he was in the war. And nobody wanted to work with him. So he ended up being in charge of the canine unit. And so he had this one particular dog that was his dog. And he ended up, the dog became ill. And the vet said, "We're going to have to put him down and we have to take the dog away." And he was devastated. And he ended up getting put on an assignment. And the dog in spirit ended up saving his life.
Jeez.
From a grenade. Jumped on the grenade, and he thought that, he didn't know that the dog had been euthanized yet. He went to the vet and he said, "I can't believe that you let that dog out." And they said, "What are you talking about? Here's the ashes."
Wow.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say "free this week" in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.